Okay, come, let's learn. So, middle of Tzaddik Tesiv, hey. We gave the outline yesterday for what the issue is. The question is, when you get a Isser falls into a pot, and you don't have Shishim, then some more Heter was added, what's going to be the halacha? And we explained that there's basically two angles to the Shaila. There's the angle of Ein Mevatan L'Selachatchila, which means if you would have added the Kavana B'Mezid, the food would be Aser. And even if it's b'shoigig, so you have to tackle the angle of chaticha nasis nevela, because even if we're not going to kansa you, mishum eim revata nisal lachatchila, but if the food already became maser, so it didn't help that you, if you hold chaticha nasis, or if it's a case that's chaticha nasis nevela, so it wouldn't help that something was added. That was the, that was what we spoke of. So now we have to go into the prat. So yesterday we spoke the pratim of eim revata nisal lachatchila, and today we'll talk a little more pratim of the aspect of chaticha nasis nevela, is when it will be a problem of chaticha nasis nevela and when not. V'davke, says the Ramah. Now the Ramah starts with the angle. See, the Mechaber was just discussing the angle, the din of Ein Mevatanis l'chatchila, and now the Ramah starts to deal with the other angle of the Shiloh. And the Ramah explains that even if it's b'shoigig, the only time it's going to be mutter is b'dafkish and asar of yavish b'yavish. This will only be mutter if it was a teruvis of yavish b'yavish, where therefore we don't say chaticha nasis neveda. What does it mean a teruvis of yavish b'yavish? That we're not concerned for the blia from the iser piece that goes into the heter piece. Just a bunch of pieces that are mixed together. So if you had, let's say, a treifa piece and a kosher piece mixed together, and they both became aser, because you didn't have a shear bittel, and then another kosher piece was added, now it is batel b'roiv. Okay, so here we don't have an issue of chaticha nasis nevela. There's no such din that before you added the other piece, so both pieces were aser, so now you have two pieces of iser. So therefore, the only time it's going to become mutter is if you add not another one piece of heter, but another three pieces of heter. So that in order to be mevatel, both pieces. You can't just be mevatel your original iser. The din is not like that. The din is you only need to be mevatel the original iser. And then, as we still consider it, when you had the two pieces, we didn't the second piece didn't turn into iser. It was just usher for you to eat it. Now that you added a second kosher piece, now it becomes mutter to eat everything. And this din of Baba Yavish B'Yavish, we don't say chaticha nasis nevela, applies even to basar b'chalav, meaning to say, even if you have a piece of basar b'chalav that got mixed into other kosher pieces of meat. So, we don't say that it was nasis nevela. If after, you know, let's say it got mixed into another piece and it made it usser, and then later another kosher piece was added, so now you had two kosher pieces altogether, now it becomes mutter. Again, provided that it's not a chaticha rilyuskabed, which then the shear bittel doesn't help anyway. But assuming that it isn't, then it's going to be well. We don't say the din of chaticha nasis nevela. By the way, by bittel b'roiv, not only don't you have the problem of chaticha nasis nevela, in other words, not only is adding one piece going to enable you to be matir your first kosher piece, but when you have yavish b'yavish at teruvis, so then there's no issue of Efshos Sachta Yasser either. Your original piece, because not you know, it's nice because it can even make the Isser into Hatter. And certainly the piece that became Asser, because it was mixed with the Isser and you didn't know which one it was, so that also becomes Mutter. But when an Efshos Sachta Yasser is an issue when a Chaticha gets a Bliya of Isser, and we say that even though that piece is later cooked in a huge pot of heter, and therefore the tam iser that's in there is being drawn out, and there's only a little tiny bit of tam, a mashu of tam remaining, which if that mashu would have gone in the chatchila, since it's less than a 60th, it wouldn't have had the koyach to make this piece aser. So we say, no, halacha is like the Rashba, halacha is efshar sachtei aser, that because it already became aser, so even though you drew out 99.9% of the iser, the piece remains b'isurai. Okay? But that's because you're trying, that's because that one piece is in the pot, and you know which piece it was the iser. You're makir the iser. So that piece, and then the halacha is that that piece stays bisurai, even though you're diluting some of the isser, you're drawing out some of the isser. That's the halacha of efshan sachtei aser, that even though you're drawing out some of the isser, but the piece that became aser remains bisurai. But that's when you're makir the isser, so the piece stays aser. But if there's other chatichas that were added in the path, chatichas of heter, and you can't tell which is the isser piece, so then the piece is batel bereif. And the piece is bottle, and they all become mutter. Okay? So yavish b'yavish, not only does it take care of the problem. So yavish b'yavish is like the best example. That's an example when if your marbed is no issues. You don't have an issue of what?
Marbed
b'shoy, of course. There's no chatichanasis nevela. There's no chatichanasis nevela, not b'shari surim, not even my b'asim acholav. There's no. And there's no efshel sachtei aser issues. Now you have the right shear. Originally you did not have roiv. Now you have roiv, good to go. Everything is mutter. Okay. Yeah. Oi, another example which you wouldn't have the problem of chaticha nasis nevela, says the Rama, afilu lach belach. Even if it's lach belach, that's also going to be okay. The only time you have a problem is when a chaticha becomes aser. If a chaticha was beileya iser, sometimes we call that lach b'yavish. It's not really the technical term of lach b'yavish. The more correct way of saying it is when a chaticha becomes aser. That when a chaticha becomes aser, that's when you have a problem. Because it's chaticha nasis nevela. So therefore, it doesn't help that you added a little bit of heter. Now you have altogether shishim against the original iser. Now you have to have shishim against the whole amount that became aser. Okay? But if it's yavish b'yavish, we don't say that. If it's lach b'lach, meaning it's not a piece that's becoming aser. It's a liquid that's getting a taste of iser. Either because other iser liquid spilled into it, or because a piece of iser was cooked with it. So the taste of the iser was absorbed into it, in other words, went into to the liquid. But if it's a liquid that's receiving a bliya, that's called lach balach, a liquid receiving a bliya, or being mixed with a liquid of iser. A kosher liquid receiving a bliya of iser, or being mixed with a liquid of iser, that's what's called lach balach. So then, says the Rama, it's going to be okay. If you hold it, you don't say chaticha nasis nevela by lach balach. There is such an opinion. And he quotes, it says the Rashba. Yeah. That the Rashba says that we don't say chaticha nasis nevela by lach balach. We paskin, we're soymach on that shita behefse maruba. Okay? But so that would be another example if it's lach balach. Like the example that we were talking before. If nevela fell into the potato soup. You didn't have shishim, and then more potato soup was added. Potato soup is a soup. So then, this opinion holds that we don't say chaticha nasis nevela because it's lach balach. It's soup that received the bliya of the nevela, so you don't have to have shishim against the whole entire soup. The din is only like we spoke in Siman Tzadik Beis. We said it's based, we said different svaras. We said it has to be a chaticha that's becoming aser. So liquid that's becoming aser, it's not as serious. We spoke to Svaris why that is so, but I don't know if we spoke it in the morning share, afternoon share, but that's more of that's for then, for Tzadik Beis. Yeah, so that's another case when, as once you took care of the Emavatan this l'chadchila problem, because it was shoygig, so then it's also, this is an example where it's also not going to be a chatichanasis nevela problem, because it's lach balach. Good. Or yavish b'yavish. Lach balach lamanda amar she'inayim rabbi chaticha nasis nevela lamanda. Not everybody agrees. There are those plenty of people that say that even by lach balach we say chaticha nasis nevela. According to them, it's a problem. Even by lach balach, it wouldn't help you that it was a shoyig. It was already nevela. So it doesn't help you that it was added. It's aser. But according to this opinion, this is, now how do we paskin on that? So we paskin that perhaps some aruba were saimach on that. We have some of b'shari surim we're saying behind that, not by b'asr b'chalav. B'asr b'chalav, we're machmer even by b'hafsa merubah. Huh? Avachaticha shavala iser, But if it's a chaticha that absorbed an iser, loy behani shel toisav achikach heter, then it won't help you to add any heter anymore. The harmina vechaticha nasas nevela, because the whole amount became, so it doesn't help you to add a little bit of heter, and now altogether you have shishim against the original iser. Now already you have to be mevatel the whole heter that became aser, the whole 30 kazesim of soup, you have to be mevatel. So where is this a problem, says the Ramah? This is a problem if a chaticha absorbs a taste of iser, because if it's yavish b'yavish, piece just got mixed up in iser pieces, there's no nasas nevela. If it's lach b'lach, so there are those shittas that say we don't say chaticha nasas nevela b'lach b'lach, and it will at least be samech on that b'efsa merubah. But if it's a chaticha which is b'leia iser, now we say chaticha nasas nevela, so therefore, like if it was an example that we were saying before, if it was a potato that absorbed the dam or whatever, so then it won't help you. Let's say the potato was 25 kazesim, so then it doesn't help you just to throw this, well, I don't know. Oh, let's say it's 5 kazesim. So it won't help you just to throw this potato into a big, huge pot of soup that has 100 kazesim and say, well, now I have shishim against my original kazais of dam. It won't help us. Now I need the shishim against all 5 kazesim, which is what? 300. Says the Shach, wait a minute. The Ramah makes it sound that when the potato becomes usser, why is it a problem when you add it? Because now I need shishim against the whole potato. Mashma, but according to the Mechaber, when I throw it into the potato soup, as long as I have shishim all together against the original chazayis of dam, we're fine. We're really fine. According to the Mechaber, the Ramah is making it sound like it's, according to, if it's a chaticha, it's malaya iser, then it's going to be a problem the way we paskin that we say chaticha nasas nevela v'shari surim. Mashen ken loy to Mechaber. According to Mechaber, it sounds like it would be good. It won't be good even according to the Mechaber, it won't be good. Why? The potato stays b'isurim. Yeah, the soup that you threw the potato in, according to the Mechaber, won't be aser. According to Ramah, will be aser. But legabi the din of the potato, there's no difference between the Mechaber and Ramah. Even though we're dealing with shari surim, there's no difference. The potato will still be aser. That's takana halacha. The Shach doesn't answer it. He's just saying the way the Ramah like brings it out, it sounds like, you know, this is only an issue. When a chaticha becomes aser, it's only an issue because of Hanan. It's not just an issue because of Hanan. It's an issue even according to the Mechaber because of Efshar Sachtei Aser. It will be a difference in din, because according to the Mechaber, the soup that you threw the potato in will be mutter. And according to Ramah, will be aser because I needed shishim against the whole potato, which I didn't have. Okay? But legabi the potato, there's taka no difference. And that's taka da halacha. Legabi the potato, there will be no difference. What? Okay, so that's one ha'ara. One important thing to realize. You read this Ramah, that although at first glance it sounds like the whole thing depends on Hanan, that's not the only issue. There's Efshar Sachtei also to talk about. Okay? Point number two, says the Shach, and this is a very important point. The way the Ramah writes it over here, Ramah writes, if it's lach balach, you're fine. Yeah? We already know from Basar B'Cholov that the Shach, it was also a Shach in Basar B'Cholov. Lach b'lach b'shar, lach b'lach we make a behefse merubah only when? Only b'shari sirim. By Basar B'Cholov, not only are we machmir, no one is makel by Basar B'Cholov. That's a Gemara Mufureshes that says that when you Basar fell into a pot of Cholov, the Cholov that goes into the piece of basar becomes an avela if it was nachmir asicha, if you didn't take it out right away. If you took it out when it was still bubbling, so it only went in, it didn't go out. Remember that whole thing in the beginning of Tzadik Beis? Yeah, but if you left it in, so the milk goes into the meat, becomes asar, and then goes out, and asar's all the milk, b'mashahu, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says, b'mashahu, so you have treif milk and kosher milk. Meaning, what happened? The milk that got absorbed, the milk that received the taste, the milk that went inside the meat and got a taste of the meat, was Nasas Nevela. And no one argued with that. So by Basar B'Cholov, even if it's a liquid that's receiving a taste of Basar, even if it's milk receiving a taste of Basar, we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, I'm going to have Shishim against, well, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but we'll have to have Shishim against the entire amount of milk. Okay? So that's a little misleading. The truth is, from the Ramah itself, from the Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch, it's not, it doesn't really say beferish that he's talking about Basar V'Chalav. You could teach that he's talking about Shaar Yisurim. Right?
Yeah.
He doesn't say that he's, but in the Darkei Moshe, it's Mashma, the Darkei Moshe was the Sefer that the Beis Yosef wrote on the Torah, the explanation of the Torah with all the Gemaras and everything. And the Darkei Moshe wrote whatever the Beis Yosef missed out, the Ramah. Whatever the Beis Yosef quoted most of the Rishonim. He quoted all the Rambams, he quoted, it was the same, the Mechaber. Before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote the Beis Yosef on the Torah. So in the Beis Yosef, he quoted you the Gemara that the Torah is based on, you know, whatever, whichever Shittas the Torah quotes, the Rosh, the Ramban, whenever he quotes, Rajba, so he quotes you all the Torah just quotes you the Psak Halacha, and the Beis Yosef quoted you the actual words of the Rajba, the actual words of the Rosh, the Shtikl, that's Negeya, La Halacha. Very good, and Daki Moshe, whatever, what? And the Darkei Moshe, whatever was missing, the Seis of the Beis Yosef didn't quote a Mordechai. The Beis Yosef had his, you know, he had his favorites. He liked the Rambam, he liked the Rashba, he was a smarty. He quoted you Tosfos when he had to, you know. But he missed out a lot of Mordechais, Truma Sadeshens, you know, Ashkenazi Rishonim, you know, whatever. I shouldn't talk, that's not the Echeret. Making a joke. But you understand, whatever. He missed out some of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. Maybe he felt it was included. That is in the Hagdama of the Beis Yosef. He says that he doesn't always include. When the Smack and Tosfos hold the same sheet, he's only going to quote one, whatever. But sometimes there were others that he missed out. The Ramah felt it's important to bring. The Frat, the ones that were later, the later Rishonim. The Beis Yosef didn't quote a lot like the Hagoy, Sharidura, and the later Ashkenazi Rishonim, he didn't quote so much. The earlier ones, Tosfos, of course, and the Rosh was also Ashkenazi. He was halfway Sephardi. Because he moved to Sfarad, he moved to the Rajba. Okay. I didn't remember what we were talking about. Take me back to Darkei Moshe. Yeah. So Darkei Moshe was trying to answer. Darkei Moshe had a question when we were regarding the other issue. Remember, we said that we're only discussing the halacha. What happens when you add? It was a different question. Is the Rav supposed to ask, did you add? Yeah? The Smag held that the Rav's supposed to ask, and the Torah said, no, he doesn't have to ask. Why doesn't he have to ask? Because even, he's not going to tell you that he added by B'mezid, and then you'll say, oh, if you did it B'mezid, then it's Aser, because you're Mavata Lister B'mezid, so it's Aser. He's not going to tell you who did it. If he did it B'mezid, he's a Ma'an of Shach. If he did it B'mezid, he's not going to tell you. And if he did it B'shoygig, so it's anyway mutter. Because the din is, that if someone's Mavathalis or B'shoygig, it's mutter. So what are you asking for? That was the tourist taina on the smack. Yeah? So, but everybody was bothered. What do you mean? You're only talking about one angle of the Shaila. You're only talking about what? A Mavathalis L'chatchila angle. Whatever happened to Chatichan Asas Nevela? There's a Chatichan Asas Nevela problem. So the Beis Yosef answered, yeah, Achav and Mayaskina were talking about Shaar Yisurim. And everything fits in good l'shitasi. The Smag, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, he holds that we say Chanam v'Shaar Yisurim, and the Torah paskins we don't say Chatichan Asas Nevela v'Shaar Yisurim. So that's why the Torah wasn't concerned about. And that's actually the reason why the Smag held its Aser, because of Chatichan Asas Nevela. That's why if you added. He agreed that there's no problem of Eimavatanis l'chatchila. His problem was Chanan. So the Darkei Moshe asked the Kasha on the Beis Yosef, if that's so, that means that according to the Torah, the only time you don't have to ask is when there's no problem of Chatichan Asas Nevela, which means when? When a Shaar Yisurim. So he should have written, he's a Poisik. You're not supposed to write something misleading and he's going to cause people to be Nichshol. He's supposed to write, that is Shaar Yisurim. Then you don't have to ask. But if it's Basar B'Chalav, then you have to ask. That's a problem, right? So we need to find a case that even by Basar B'Chalav, you don't have to ask. So, Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach. Oh, Lach B'Lach is wrong. Lach B'Lach by Basar B'Chalav, everyone agrees we say Chatichan Asas Nevela. So that's why, that's the other Ha'ara of the Shach. The other aura of the Shach is that, not so much from here, but in the Darkei Moshe, you see that the way the Darkei Moshe learned this Shita, that we're being makel by Lachbach, even by Basar B'chalakas. That's what he was coming to answer. That was his whole kasha on the Beis Yosef. And when he's coming to try to give you a case, that sounds like that even by Basar B'chalav, we're not going to say Chtichan Asas Nevela. And he gives you an example of Lach B'lach. That's wrong. That's wrong. You look in the Rishayim, says the Shach. You'll see very clearly that when it comes, it says Gemara Mefureshes, that when it comes to Basar B'chalav, that we don't paskin like, but the fact that we say chatichan asas nevela, that we don't argue. See, the fact that it's shaykh to say chatichan asas nevela by the milk, that on that aspect, no one disagreed. He says mimimini b'masher, so therefore the milk asers the milk, and we don't, so therefore it's bottle. As long as the achishim is bottle. Okay, but yeah, so this is clear. This shaykh is very clear. That was shaykh yudalit. People find it a little difficult because it's a little back and forth and it's not clear what he wants, but just two ha'aras on the right, and you have to know the maskana ledina because it's two very important points that he's raising. One is you have to always take into account the issue of efshe sachtei aser, and the other is that by lach b'lach, even by Basar B'chalav, Seichli Chanasas Nevela. However, by the way, there is a kula by lach b'lach, even by Basar B'chalav. There is a certain kula that there's no such a thing as Efshar Sachtei Aser by Lach. When soup becomes Aser, it could become Mutter later. In other words, let's say when I have a pot of milk that has 30 ounces of milk, and the Basar fell in, and it made the milk Aser. Yeah? So everyone agrees, let's say, Shach, right? Everyone agrees in Asas Nevela. So if this milk falls into a pot of potato soup, even if the pot of potato soup has 100 kazesim, it's all going to be aser. Because it's not enough to have shishim against the meat. I need to have shishim against all 30 kazesim, all 30, whatever, is ounces of potato soup, which 100 is not enough, right? But if I have shishim against, if I have 1,800 ounces, if it's a massive soup, so if this little bit of, if this milk, if these 30 zesim of milk fall into 1,800 zesim of potato soup, so then it'll be mutter, the whole potato soup, because there's no efshas sachtei aser. The milk disappeared. By lach, it disappears, so there's no efshas sachtei aser. So there is a certain kula. There is a certain kula lahalacha by lach versus yavesh versus a chaticha that becomes aser that applies even to Basar B'chalav, namely that there's no efshas sachtei aser. If you have the sheer shishim, everything's mustard. The iser disappeared. However, it's not going to help just to add enough heter to give you 60 against the original iser. By Basar B'chalav, even if it's lach, you're going to have shishim against the whole thing. Okay? So that's very clear. Those important two are from the shach. That's the halacha l'maisa. So, and we were also marviach that we already started to introduce the whole machloikis of whether or not you have to ask. That the smak says yeah, the Torah says no. And then we had our question, but wait a minute, whatever happened to Chatichan Asas Nevela? So the Beseisa said, oh, because we're talking about Chashari Surim. And the Akimoisha said, because we're talking about Yavish B'Yavish or Lach Lach. And that's why the Ramah over here, the Ramah is the Akimoisha. That's why he's saying, Dafke, when is it not going to be an issue? You have to make sure that you don't have an issue with Chatichan Asas Nevela. So that's why Dafke, if it's Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach. But then the Shach points out, but the Lach B'Lach, it can't be by Basar B'Chalav. Okay? And here comes the very, very important, issue. Shita. One of the other answers that the Darkei Moshe brings down is the Isser V'Heter. The Isser V'Heter holds that even if we're dealing with a Psachaticha becoming Aser, yeah? There are times, even if we're dealing with basar b'chalav, meaning even if we're dealing with milk getting absorbed into a piece of meat, and then that meat falling into the chalent, okay? There is a case, even by basar b'chalav, that shishim in the whole chalent against the drop of milk will be okay. I won't say chatichan asas nevela. Even if it's basar b'chalav, even if it's a chaticha becoming aser, not a lach b'lach, not a yavish b'yavish, meaning I'm worried about the taste from the meat going into the rest of my chalent. There's no other kosher pieces of meat in my chalent. This is my only piece of meat falling in my chalent. There's just beans and potatoes besides for this piece of meat. Yeah? and it won't be chatichanasis nevela. Case that the milk fell on the meat first, got absorbed in the meat first, and afal pikein afterwards when I threw it into the chalent, I don't need shishim against the whole piece of meat. We don't say chatichanasis nevela. Where is that? If you found out that the meat was usser, you found out that the milk fell onto the meat only after the meat was added to the chalent. If by the time you found out that the milk fell into one of the pieces of meat, that piece of meat was already mixed into so much and I had shishim against the original milk, then that piece of meat never became an avela. Why didn't it become an avela? It got absorbed. It got a taste. So you're telling me once something becomes usser, it stays usser. He disagrees with the whole rule. He passes like the Torah. First of all, this is Basar B'chalav. Everyone agrees that the piece stays usser because everyone agrees Hanan. So what does this mean? It means very pashut, says the Yisr V'Heter. If you didn't paskin, if a Rav, or the person who the Shaila happened to, if no one paskined that the piece is usser, it's not becoming an avela. Step one is the piece becomes usser. After it becomes usser, so then we say it's nasas nevela, so therefore if it's later going to get mixed with something else, it's not enough to be mevatel the original usser, I have to mevatel the whole piece. But you didn't paskin anything on the piece because you didn't find out about it, right? By the time you found out that the milk fell in the piece, that drop of milk was already not just mixed into the piece. That drop was mixed into the whole challenge. So as far as you're concerned, the shaila is not a drop of milk that fell on a piece of meat. As far as you're concerned, the shaila is a drop of milk that fell into a pot of challenge. So there's no chatichanasos nevela, there's no epsha sachdei aser. In one fell swoop, we took care of the whole problem. You found out of that the iser became that the piece became usser after it was already added the extra heter. Who says we don't? That's the iser heter. That answer, good answer. The Darkei Moshe quotes this answer. But there's also a chumrah to this shita, iser heter. Iser heter has, I don't know if it's necessarily connected. I don't think it's connected. He has a chumrah. His chumrah is that if you threw in, if the heter was added after you found out about the yisr, then it's always going to be usr. If the heter was added before you found out that the yisr fell in, then it's always going to be mutter. We don't have to worry about chanan. If the heter was added after you found out that it became usr, so then it's always going to be a problem, even in a case that normally we don't say chatichanasis nevela. Meaning, even if it would be, let's say, lach balach behefse meruba b'shari surim, meaning even if, let's say, dam fell into a potato, and then we found out that this potato became usser, and then by mistake afterwards you threw this potato into the pot of potato soup, it's going to be usser. Even though maybe not everyone agrees we say chanan over here. Well, this is a chaticha. Let's say if it was a bad example, yeah? Let's say it was, the mechaber. Even the mechaber would agree that that's aser. But even if it was a soup, let's say it was a potato soup that became some trefa chicken soup spilled into it, and I asered it. And then that potato soup was transferred into a whole big, huge pot of potato soup. It's going to be okay. Even though there's no issue of chatichanasis nevela, it's still going to be a problem, says the Yisr V'Heter. If you added that potato soup to the big potato soup after you found out that the chicken soup fell into that potato soup. Why? Because he says, then already we're going to get you for Eim Nevatinus al-Chatchila. It's going to be usher because you were Mevatinus al-Chatchila. I'll say, I was a shoygig, I didn't know the halacha. Once you found out that the iser fell in, then we always aser. We made it's like a knas, it's like a gzeira. Even if you're shoygi, even if you didn't know the halacha, we're worried for a case that too. Before you knew the iser fell in, there's no shaykh to give you a knas, there's no shaykh to make a gzeira that you're going to be mevatel iser lechatchila. You're going to add, but until we're going to make it aser because we don't want you to add more heter. You're not going to add more heter. In this example, you added the heter. You didn't even know the iser was in the pot. Yeah? So, of course, we're not going to make a gzeira. But if you knew that the Isser was in the pot, but you're tining, you didn't know the halacha, whatever. Okay. Once you knew the Isser was in the pot, we always aser it. So he says, so the Isser Heter has a kula and a chumra. He says, if it's koidim shenoyed ha-taruvis, it's always going to be mutter. As if you were marbek, koidim shenoyed ha. So then you don't have to worry even about chanan. It's always going to be mutter. If you added la'achar shenoyed ha, so then even when chanan is normally not an issue, we're going to get you for Eimah V'Atanes L'chatchila. Okay? So that is the Isser Heter Shita. Is it the halacha? Comes the Ramon, he says, quotes part of the Isser V'Heter. Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes part of it. He says that the Isser V'Heter is machmir. He only quotes the Chumra. He says the Isser V'Heter is machmir that if you were Moisif La'acher shanoida, then even if you claim that you were a shoigig, it's going to be aser. Yeah? That's what he quotes, that part of the Yisra Behatr. He says, yeah. The Yisra Behatr holds. Even if it's Allah Balach Bashari Sur, we have some Aruba, we don't say Chatichan Asas Nevela. There's no issue of Epsoy Sachday Aser. Yeah? Loi mahani haheter lavatel. If you added more heter, it's not going to work. Ela imni toisav koidim shnoyda teruvis. It only helps to add. Adding the heter only helps koidim shnoyda. Avalim noyda teruvis koidim. Yeah. If you knew that the iser fell in before you added the extra heter, loi mahani mashni toisav achekach. It doesn't help that you added. Even if it's a case that we don't take chatichan asas nevel. Even if it's lach balach behefshem and over b'shari sirim. Even he holds that's exactly what he's saying. It's going to be also mishum imvatanas tachchila. I shoygig la'achar shenoida. Even shoygig is aser. Yeah, it's a gzera. Now says there, so this is the quote. Does he quote the kula? No. Nope. So does he paskin like the kula or no? Nope. Comes the shach and he says, I don't know. The Rama only quotes the chumra, but I'll tell you two things. The halacha, like anyway, I told you the klal, long shach. He argues on the Rama. That's the klal. So far, we're good with that. Comes the shach and he says, the halacha is not like the Yisr V'Heter, not like the kula of the Yisr V'Heter, and not like the chumra of the Yisr V'Heter. Even though the Rama quotes the chumra of the Yisr V'Heter, the halacha is that Yediyas HaTaruvis, you know, doesn't really make a difference over here. Meaning, if it's lachar, if it's koidim, if it's a case, it all depends on chatichan asas nevela, and if you were a shoigig, okay? If it's a case where there's an issue of chatichan asas nevela, it's a chaticha becoming aser, so then even if it's koidim shenoida hataruvis, we don't say it was not, since it was koidim shenoida, it was not asas nevela. No. If it's a chaticha becoming aser, it's asas nevela, and even though you were a shoigig, even though it's koidim shenoida, you're at the biggest level shoigig, yeah? It's still going to be aser. No, right away something else. Right away means the piece never became aser. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that soon. But if the piece first became aser, first the iser got absorbed in the chaticha, then it doesn't help that you added a heter koidim shenoida taruvis. Yeah? So he argues on the kula, which that could be the Rama also in the end doesn't pass like the kula. But then he says, we could be makel also against the Yisra Heter. The Chumra that he says, that if it's lach balach b'shari surim, you know, even in a case where there's no issue of Chanan, but if it was la'achar shenoida, there's an issue of heimavatanis l'chatchila, no. Shoigig is possible. Shoigig is mutter even after achar shenoida taruvis. How do you have shoigig? Yeah, you didn't know the halacha, you knocked it in by mistake, whatever. So even la'achar shneida teruv v'shoigui mutter, provided that chatichan asas nevela is not an issue. So the shach, so you know, Isser V'Heter claims that everything depends on when it was added before noida or la'achar noida. Before noida, you don't have to worry about chatichan asas nevela. And la'achar shneida, it's a aser mishum evatanis lachatchila, even if chanan is not an issue. The shach says no. Chanan is the only issue. If there's an issue of chanan, then it's aser even koinim shneida. And if it's not an issue of Chanan, it's mutter even la'achar shenoida. As long as you were a shoigig. That's the halacha. That's how the shach paskens. Now, to the last nekuda. Ulefize of the Rama. ולפי זה, היצורך החכם המויר לבטל איסר, לאחר אם נטייס והטל, לאחר שנוידה. Now, if there's a case where even when the guy says, Shoigiga Yisi, I was marbe, originally there wasn't shishin. But by mistake, I added shishin. I didn't know the halacha. Yeah? So we said, if it's anyway going to be mutter, if he says, in other words, if the halacha is that if he did it b'shoigig, it's mutter, so why are you asking him? He's not going to admit that he did it b'mezid, right? As we said before. And if he did it b'shoigig, it's going to be mutter. But wait a minute. According to the V'yaseh V'het, it is a case where even if it was done b'shoigig, it'll still be aser, if it was la'achar shanoida, right? Mela, you should ask him, were you marbe? He's not going to say, yes, I was marbe b'mezid, but he might say, yes, I was marbe b'shoigig. La'achar shanoida. And then it's going to be awesome. Rishmei mevatel l'chatchila. So then you would, mitzad this inyan, there is a psad reason to ask. The smag would be right in this case. You do have to ask. Says the Ramah, but you don't have to. Why? Because the Torah is really right. I don't have to worry that he added la'achar shanoida taruvis. Is it possible he added and he was a shoigig? It's possible. But do I have to worry about it and go ask him? No. I don't have to worry about this. Why? I'm gonna assume this is a frumi yid coming over here, right? He's coming to the Rav to ask a shayla. So when do you think he's gonna come? As soon as the shayla occurs, he's gonna come to the Rav. When the Isser falls in, he's going to come to me. He's not going to start to fix it himself. It's like the guy who, when the bathroom breaks, do you call the plumber right away before you flood your house, or do you first try to fix it by yourself, and you make your house a whole wreck, and then you call the plumber? Call the plumber right away. He goes to the Rav. You're not going to try to add heter. Maybe you're going to asser up all your heter that you added in. He's going to come to the Rav right away. So I don't have to ask him. He's not going to, I don't have to assume that, you know, I don't have to. Is it theoretically could if he added, even if it's a lach balach, it could still be, it was shoyig, according to the Yisav Heter, which anyway we don't paskin like. So which you could say, v'loi nagu kain means maybe you could hide it, it also means we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin like the Yisav Heter, that's what the Shach will say. We don't paskin anyway like the Yisav Heter. L'maisa, if it was shoyig, it's going to be okay. Wait a minute, according to the Shach, for sure, according to the Shacha, maybe even according to the Ramah, in some cases, there's going to be an issue of Hanan. If it's not Yavish b'Yavish, right? If it's Lach b'Lach, b'Basr b'Cholov, or let's say, b'Chaticha becoming Aser, that's like for sure. If it's a Chaticha's Basr that became Aser from Cholov, and then it fell into the Chalant. So let's say Atipa, the guy comes to the Rav and he says, Atipa's challah fell into the chalent. Now, I don't see there's no pieces sticking out. Should I ask the guy, wait a minute, when the Atipa fell, did it fall in a piece that was sticking legamri out and then that piece was mixed in? In other words, did a piece become aser first and then it was added into the taruvis? Or did the lechatchila fall into the whole taruvis? Were you maisif or were you not maisif? Does he have to ask him? L'chayra. Oh, we said before, the only reason you don't have to ask is because we're talking about a case that we're not worried about Chatichanasas Nevela, because it's Yavish B'Yavish, or it's because it's Lach B'Lach B'Shari, Sir Mef, Sir Meruba. But what's if it would be a case that we are worried about Chatichanasas Nevela, like Basar B'Cholav, or a Chaticha becoming Asir, even B'Shari, Sirm, according to us? And we don't pass like the Isir V'Heter's Kula, that as long as it was Koidim Shanoida, it's still going to be Mutter. We don't accept it. If it's a peace becoming us, or it's Nasas Nevela, won't help. So should I ask? L'chayra, I should ask. Come along the Shachan Tes and say, you don't have to. Afal Pikain, you don't have to ask. You know why? When you get a Shaila, and you have Shishim, right now the food is Mutter. Yeah. Maybe something was added. Even if it was added, who says it was added in such a way that it became an avail? In other words, maybe you added the heter right away before the iser got absorbed in the chaticha, so it didn't become an avail. In other words, even if something was added, it didn't necessarily become an avail. So therefore, if right now the mitzias is the situation according to the metzias of the situation, the food is mutter, you paskin that it's mutter. You don't have to start asking, was it always like this? Would it have been a problem? You don't have to start digging. So that's the halacha. So you got a whole long pilpul. It would have made, you know, the Torah said you don't have to. And we thought, but wait, what about Hanan? The Torah made it sound like there's no issue. Now, if you know that something was added, is there sometimes an issue? You better believe it. You have to make sure that Hanan didn't happen before whatever was added was added. But on that, to answer that question, do you have to ask? No. You don't have to ask. Okay? Okay?